Okay, good morning, everyone. My name is Miguel Duarte. I'm here with Federico Paolinelli, which is essentially the blood, the sweat, and the tears behind the project that will enable the things we are about to show. And we're here to present a talk titled Weaving the Fabric, which is about EVPN overlays for multi-cluster kubevert deployments. The agenda will be, we will begin with a motivation, then go through what EVPN is, which essentially is like a short disclaimer, the enabling technology for this. Federico will explain to us everything about the implementation of this. Then we'll show a few demos and finalize with the conclusions, in which we'll pretty much be telling you a summary of everything we just told you. Now, first thing, why should you care about any of this? So, the use cases for multi-cluster could be kind of intuitive, but let's go through them nevertheless. So let's say that you have a single cluster in, like, a bare metal cluster located in a building, and for whatever reason, everything goes down. You lose power in it. After a while, everything goes down. Like, the blast radius is huge. Something happens, your entire set of applications go down. If you have multiple clusters and your application is spread across them, well, it will keep working. So that's one thing. We want to have resiliency for your applications. Things like scaling hybrid cloud also require you to have your multiple clusters interconnected. And a third thing, which is very useful, is legacy applications. So I'm guessing if you were running VMs, you have probably seen a virtual machine whose identity is pretty much an IP address. So that means that throughout the life of a VM, in probably 20 years, you cannot change its IP. It needs to connect to the same network. It needs to reach the same neighbor throughout history. So you need it to be connected to the same subnet. And you probably have changed the platform many times. So these are the reasons of why should you want to have like multiple interconnected clusters, and we will be doing that using a stretched layer 2 network. So, as I said, goal is twofold. First one, we want to have a stretched layer 2 network, and this will be very useful to provide us these two features, cross-cluster live migration and resource pooling. So in a way, you have multiple clusters, but you'll be providing a unified front of resources to the users. The second use case is routing between these different networks using a VPN. You'll be able to provide traffic segregation and also direct routed ingress to the virtual machines. What does this mean? It means that, remember, this is kubevert, so your VMs actually run in pods. And this means that you no longer need to expose services or use NAT. So, EVPN will be our enabling technology of sorts. It will provide us the ability of having a stretched layer 2 network. It will also provide us with the other objective we have, which is to route between these different networks. And it has some characteristics. First of which, and most important, at least to me, is that it has reduced broadcast, unknown unicast, and multicast traffic. So let's say you have 100 clusters that are interconnected. Each of them is running thousands of pods and hundreds of VMs. Imagine the amount of neighbor discovery.